Change in the order here after the novices had Tranas getting away for their start. So the novice Peas will be out on the circuit. Now they're just doing their warm-up, and what they're going to do is going to form up at the, I think at the top of the circuit, and just bring them down in order and then go racing. So we've got Charlie Campbell in the 3, Amelia Dunlop in the 8, Dylan Wells in the 15. Now, I think Patrick Camp might not be out there. I'm not sure if the 22's there or not. We'll then have the 67 of Liam Carr, 72 of Jet McInerney, the 77 of Aidan McCabe, Riley Price in the 88, and Joseph Bianchi in the 95. So hopefully they'll all form up here in a moment at the top of the circuit. Now, Amelia Dunlop in the 8, is she out there? I haven't seen that cart come across, I don't think. So they're bringing them down slowly now. And they're just going to form up the novices on the pit straight. And then hopefully they'll just roll away from that position and stay in formation for the start. So it looks like we don't have Amelia Campbell or Patrick Camp here as we're set to go racing. And they're just pulling away slowly now. So we've got one away. Yep. Looking good for a start now as they all in formation coming through the dog leg. And away. Away and racing, and the 88 on the outside of the front row is Riley Pryor. Pryor gets the start and jumps away. Pryor was very quick in heat number 2, getting down under a minute for a lap. So Riley Pryor really showing some great form here, as this is the novice P. So a P plate driver has had less than 3 race meetings in karting. So all these drivers being observed by the officials as they develop their skills in karting. So Riley Pryor in the 88. McCabe is in the 77. Bianchini, then it's Campbell, Carr, McInerney and Wells rounding out the running order. So already Riley Pryor pulling out to a big lead. Pryor then leads from Liam Carr. So Pryor already a 58.075 fastest lap, so already under a minute. Liam Carr just on the minute, 1 minute and 0.608 seconds. So as they work, the leader works his way through the karting addiction hairpin, through the rules group left-hander, and up onto the managed concreting short chute towards the natural gas and water S's. Great to have TLC Construction, Norris Cleaning, Burko Engineering, also Capital Lines and Signs with Jack's Tyres in Fishwick all on board. Let's not forget the Power Kart Raceway. All great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. And, well, this weekend particularly, thanks to the D Group and Mitchell Glassworks. Mitchell Glassworks at Geelong Street in Fishwick. Give them a call, 6280-6111 for shower screens, mirrors, windows and doors, wardrobe doors, all your glass and glazing requirements. Mitchell's Glassworks. And you can look them up online as well. 6280-6111. As the novices continue here, good little battle going on further back in the pack. Charlie Campbell, Joseph Bianchini, Jet McInerney. And, a bit of a spin there. I think that's Charlie Campbell, who's off just coming out of the natural gas and water S's. And he'll gather things back up. So Charlie Campbell was third in heat number 2. as Aidan McCabe is third currently in this race. Liam Carr is the fastest card on the circuit, now down to a 55.457. So Liam Carr, in fact, winner of both heats so far. It was Riley Pryor second place, but he had dominated the race for the most part, and Liam Carr was able to get him late in the going. So as Carr continues to close in on Riley Pryor, the 77 of Aidan McCabe, doing a great job out there in third place. Then it looks like Charlie Campbell is still in fourth with Bianchini, McInerney and Wells rounding out the running order. So Liam Carr going quicker again, a 55.053. His lap time has brought the gap down to 1.4 seconds between first and second. So you've got the Geodrones 88 of Riley Pryor leading the way. Then it is the Mona Vale Medical Centre, Liam Carr, number 67, running in second place. As they work around the top turn, that gap looks like it's stabilised here. As we're coming up now on the back of the 15, so the blue light is out. As Wells, oh, just chops off the front of Pryor. So he'll give way now as both the leader, Pryor, and Carr get past the back marker of Dylan Wells in the 15 to put him a lap down. But the gap between first and second is nothing at all. They've less than a cart length between the front two. As they're nose to tail, they head through the natural gas and water S's and up towards the D group back straight. So as Pryor and Carr, they work their way down the pit straight into the power cart raceway pit turn. The 88, Pryor, Carr in second. Still just a cart length back, 0.2 of a second. They're really pulled away now from the third place cart, who is around the top turn. So the front two making great ground here. They're going to come up under this big battle pack of Charlie Campbell, Joseph Bianchini, and Jet McInerney. So that will be interesting to see in... Well, I don't think they'll catch him with this one lap to go. Riley Pryor leading as they head around the top. We've got a spinner down, heading down. So we've got a spinner heading down into the pit turn. That will mean Pryor has got the lead here and will take the checkered flag. Riley Pryor gets the win from a good drive there from Liam Carr. Liam Carr actually having the fastest lap of the race. Now, third place will go to Aidan McCabe here in the 77 once again. Not sure who the spinner was. It could be Charlie Campbell, perhaps. No, it's Joseph Bianchini. So Joseph Bianchini having the spin there. As across the line, Dylan Wells, one lap down, will complete the run. And then... we expect here's Aidan McCabe, and then it'll be Charlie Campbell and Jet McInerney, who still under the yellow flag through the pit turn. So there won't be a change there. So the novice peas complete the first heat of the third round of heats as we go to novice next here at the Mitchell Glassworks Southern Star Series at Circa Mark Webber in Canberra. As we get set for novice, heat number three, after they had a talking to about going before the lights went out. We see them in good formation now. I'm sure they won't make that mistake again. So these young drivers all getting their start in karting here at Circuit Mark Webber. It's a great field of novices And no start. Oh, we're away and racing. And Hamish Campbell gets the jump over Luke Ehrlich, Jed Wrigley, Jack Charles. So it's Hamish Campbell with the advantage, but right on his back tail is Jed Wrigley into the hairpin and through the rules group, left-hander onto the managed concreting short shoot. And Wrigley closing in on the 33 of Campbell. It's Campbell leading the way here in heat number 3 of the novice. Luke Ehrlich back there in about third position with the 50 of Jack Charles. The 33 of Campbell. So he gets the black and white diagonal now. And it sort of distracted him then. He was looking at that, and Jed Wrigley had a run on him. Jed Wrigley with the fastest lap of the race. Off the start, it was a 56.521. So Wrigley leading the way in the novice heat number 3. Hamish Campbell back there in second position. Luke Ehrlich, Riley Bates trying to work his way forward now. As Bates in that PCR cart, looks like he is up into third position. So dropping back is Luke Ehrlich. As Bates putting the pressure on Campbell into the capital lines and signs. Turn number 1. They come towards the dip and into 3. Bates still back there in third. Works wide through the PCR turn 4. Then it's the Jax Tyres right-hander into the Karting Addiction hairpin. Through the Ruiz Group left-hander, Wrigley, Campbell and Bates is your order. Then it's Ehrlich back further to Corey Carson. Then it's the 71 of Ethan Campbell, who's got Jake McKinnon all over his back bumper with Charles and Trapano rounding out the running order. So there'll be 4 laps left to run this time by. And Wrigley continues to lead from Campbell and Bates. Bates on a real charge now. Campbell with a run as Wrigley goes wide out of turn 1. And Campbell will make the pass. Wrigley trying to go back there, and Bates in third now has the run through the right-hander at Jack's Tyres towards the hairpin. And Campbell has made the most of that error by Jed Wrigley. And Jed Wrigley in the 64 finds himself back in second and has lost a bit of momentum. So what can Riley Bates do now? It's Bates in the PCR, Campbell leading in the Tony Kart, and the Formula K of Burt Wrigley Irrigation running in second. Across that start finish line, 3 laps remaining. Campbell, your race leader. Wrigley and Bates. Bates looking to try and do a crisscross. They go to turn 2 side by side into the dip and out of 3, and Bates is up there in 2. The second position. So along that short shoot towards Jack's Tyres now. And Hamish Campbell out in front now has a new pursuer in Riley Bates. So Bates working through the left-hander there. As Bates now closing in on Campbell as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Great battle at the front of the field. Bates makes the pass coming off the top turns. So Bates makes the pass in through the pit turn. Riley Bates goes to the front of the field. Bates now with just under 2 laps remaining. Out to the front with Campbell, Wrigley, Corey Carson, now the fastest card on the circuit, back there in fourth position. His time, a 54.336. So, Corey Carson doing a great job there, but just giving up a bit too much on that front group. So, our leader now, Riley Bates in the 12, will head around the top of the circuit. Bates, Campbell, Wrigley and Carson as they head towards the white flag. White flag out now for Riley Bates in the PCR. Bates takes the lap, fastest lap of the race, a 53.938. Riley Bates, Hamish Campbell and Jed Wrigley, 1, 2 and 3. Corey Carson. As it's Carson back there in fourth. Race leader is Riley Bates. Riley Bates heads down the pit straight for the final time. Bates to the checkered flag. Riley Bates takes the win. Second is Hamish Campbell. Jed Wrigley comes home in third. The 19 of Corey Carson. Then we go back to fifth position. And it will be a pass on the last lap to Jake McKinnon. Luca Illick. Then it's Ethan Campbell just holding off Jack Charles at the line. The gap was 0.025 of a second. Great running there by the novice here in heat number three. The juniors are up next. The juniors out on the circuit once again. And getting set for a start. 19 juniors across the lights, mid and heavy class ranges. So we've got Lana Allen in the 3, Edith McLansborough in the 4, Reg Barry in the 6, Hayden Crossland in the 7, Cooper Barnes in the 8, Connor Zinnemann in the 12, 13's Pearson Cooper, Ruben Ross in the 28, the 32 is James Pitt Koski. 44 is Blair Everett, Jamie Newton in the 45, Alex Ninovic in the 88, Imogen Redburn in the 90, Jet Kokoski is in the 69, is in the 96, Will Jones in the 98, 99's Troy May. As we look set for a start, great move on the outside of the front row in the FA cart was Jamie Newton, who gets a great hole shot off the start, but we didn't get a start at the time where we got yellows out all around. So we've got yellows out. So we'll see how they go getting into formation once again. They haven't had a start. So they head back down the hill. In good formation, looking for a start. This time it's even off the the lights haven't gone out. So no start once again. No start once again here. Oh, we got a spinner. Oh, everyone. So, the starter not happy with the jumping off the front row. And we have the juniors about to start their third heat. Then we go to the rookies next. So, as we get set, third time's a charm here for the start of this juniors. The 45 on the outside of the front row is Newton. The 28 of Reuben Ross. We're away. Even start that time. Ross on the pole has got the advantage going into turn number two. We're racing now as Ross finds Newton up the inside and makes the pass. Going with him looks like it's Willie Jones in the 98 card. And in fact, it was the 88 card of Alex Ninovic. So Ninovic is to the front. Ninovic, Newton, as they work their way onto the D group back straight. Alex Ninovic out in front. Ninovic with a handy buffer here as we come to the end of lap number one. Ninovic leading from Newton. Then it's back to Ross in the 28. Further back then to Omay, Zimmerman, Kokoski, Allen, Crossland, Barry, Barnes, Everett, Cooper, Redburn, Morse, McLansborough. That's Edith McLansborough there. Then it's Cohen, Jones, Everett rounding out the field. So Pearson and Petrikowski not out there. Oh, troubles for Ross now. Coming out of the Ruiz group left-hander, he got into all sorts of dramas and he has dropped back a number of positions. So your race leader around the top of the circuit is Alex Ninovic. 51.802. Ninovic, though, has lost ground here. He's working on the carburetor. He has lost ground and falls back to about third position. So Ninovic, the 45 of Newton, is your new race leader. Omay is up into second, although Ninovic looks like, oh no, that car still hasn't come back up to speed. So Ninovic just working. I don't know if he's holding his airbox on. But there is a problem for the 88 card. As the race leader heads into the pit turn. That is Newton. Jamie Newton in the FA card. Troy Omay is in second. Then it's back to Ninovic. Now a move up the inside. Great move. Oh, we've got a back bumper that's in trouble here on one of the carts. I think that's 96 of Jet Kukoski. So Jet Kukoski in the 96 has got a loose back bumper. It's dragging on the track. So we've got a couple of mechanical black flags, a couple of meatball flags. We've got one for the 88, and we'll have one for the 96 here very soon as well, I would imagine. So your leader is Newton. Up the inside, it's a 96 of Jet Kukoski. So Kukoski makes the move to second. And no, Kukoski into the PCR turn four takes the lead. It's the 96 of Kukoski. Kukoski goes to the lead, but unfortunately he'll be getting the meatball flag as well as that back bumper has come away from the cart. Now, race leader is still Kukoski. He'll get the bad news this time past the start-finish line. The seven in second place is Hayden Crossland. So Crossland now looking to try and make a move as they come towards PCR turn four. And it's still Kukoski. Then Crossland right on his dragging back bumper. Crossland trying to make the move. Then it's Newton back then to the 12 of Zimmerman. So Zimmerman, the next card through, as they work their way around the top turns once again. We've got the white flag to go out here. White flag out as Crossland makes the pass. White flag out now. Crossland leads. Then it's back to Kokoski. Further back to Newton. Connor Zimmerman in the 12. Omay. Then it's Allen. As they work their way on their final lap through the PCR. Turn four. Now through the Jack's Tyres. Right-hander into the hairpin. Crossland leading the way in cart number 7. Then it's back to the 12th of... Newton's gone back. It's Zimmerman. The checkered flag about to go out. The checkered flag is out on the circuit. Checkered flag. Checkered flag to the winner in Hayden Crossland. Checkered flag. So our winner, Hayden Crossland. Jack Kokoski comes in second. Connor Zimmerman in third. Jamie Newton. Troy Omay. Lana Allen. Alex Ninovic comes across the line in seventh, but he did get a mechanical black flag. So the officials will have a bit of work to do here, I think. So the race leader is the winner. Is Hayden Crossland. So then we go back to Ross, Barnes, Barry, Everett, Radburn, Cooper, Morse, McLansborough rounds out the top 15. So some great racing here in Heat 3 of the juniors. We're all set here for the start, but unfortunately the rookies were not in good formation. So we'll get set for a start here as a good field of rookies. In fact, the grid is maxed at 20. So as our leader brings them down now, they're in formation. Ready for a start this time by front row. Outside of the front row gets a little bit of a hole shot there as they go racing. The 35 of Luke Powell leads them into the capital. Lines and signs. Turn number one. Powell in the 35. As he heads into the Jack's Tyres, turn number one. Bailey Sweet in the 32, running in second, followed by the 44 then of Oliver Sayed. So they head up into the National Gas and Water S's and along that D group back straight. So as the 35 of Luke Powell leads the way, Bailey Sweeney, we've got a 96 getting a flag there. Now it's the 35. So the 35 getting a black and white diagonal as he is the leader. Good move into turn number four. And it is a great start. And a great move that time by Oliver Sayed. Past the 65 of Josh Hart and up into second position. Then we go back to Bailey Sweet, who's lost a couple of spots in that last little while. They work their way around the top of the circuit. And here comes a move at the front. And it looks like coming off the top, it's Hart. It's a 44 of Sayed. We're the fastest lap of the race. No, Quimby goes faster. So as Oliver Sayed takes the lead, he had the fastest lap of the race for a moment. Then it was the 24 of Daniel Quimby, the winner of the shortened heat number two, with a 52.261. So our leader is the 44 of Oliver Sayed. Powell back to second. Hart is back in third. McKerney in the 73. Then it's Sweet. Murad is the next car through. So still a lot to play for here at the front of the field. They're all single file, but only one to two cart lengths between the first five, and then almost the same sort of spacing back from 6 to 10. As the leader heads to PCR, turn 4. The 44 is Oliver Sayed. The 35 is still Luke Powell. Then you go back to the 65 of Josh Hart. So Josh Hart in third place. We'll have a look. 73 of Kobe McInerney now goes fastest with a 51.945. A 51.945 for Kobe McInerney. Kamal Murad is the next cart through in the number 7. As McInerney now makes the move on Hart into the Capital Lines and Signs, turn number 1. And McInerney is up into third position. So McInerney just bogs down coming out of PCR. That'll give Hart the opportunity to have another run back at him, but they stay single file through the hairpin. Now, good run through the Roos group, left-hander, and that sees him Murad. Murad on fifth position. Murad just trying to close up, and looks like he's in a good position to try and get past Hart, who is back there in fourth spot now. We'll have a look. Quimby in the 24 is just behind Darcy Boulding, and Quimby goes fastest. A 51.572. A 51.572 for Daniel Quimby as Murad makes the pass coming out of PCR and will go to fourth place. White flag next time by for your leader, who is the 44 of Oliver Sayed, their race leader. Heads up around the top turn with a handy buffer. Our leader is Oliver Sayed. Then it's back in the 44. Then it's back to the 35 of Luke Powell. Kobe McInerney trying to put a move on with Kamal Murad. Murad in the 7 cart, almost close enough to challenge. Murad looks, thought about a move up the inside of the Jax Tyres right-hander here on the final lap now. Powell has got McInerney, Murad, and also the 65 of Josh Hart right on his back bumper. Around the top of the circuit, it is a great victory for the 44 in the rookies. Heat number 3 of Oliver Sayed. Sayed, then it's Powell, back further to McInerney, holding off Murad. Kamal Murad back there behind him will be Josh Hart, Daniel Quimby, Darcy Boulding, Josh Pinot, Ayrton Domeso, Bailey Sweet, Xavier Avermedis. Then it's Campbell, Travis Campbell, Charlie Cullen, Liam Finnegan, Mitchell Love, George Proudford, Naylal, Joseph Bellotto, and Will Dunlop rounding out the running order. Now, get set for junior performance. Mitchell Saunderson's in the 3, Jordan Shalala in the 5, James Stabil is in the 11. Gianmarco Prattle in the 12. Tani Blair in the 16. Luca Bellardo in the 22. Alexander Stefan in the 34. Henry McLansford in the 43. Has no start that time by. Open performance to the dummy grid. Open performance to the dummy grid, please. Open performance to the dummy grid. Open performance to the dummy grid. All right, we're getting set. Mitchell Saunderson in the 3. Jordan Shalala's in the 5. Then it's Stability in the 11. Prattle in the 12. Blair the 16. Bellardo in the 22. Stefan in the 34. McLansford in the 43. Camilleri in the 65. Varantina in the 77. Smead in the 86. Hansford Taylor in the 97. William Gardner in the 98. And Bailey Monday in the 99. Just a reminder, you'll be able to listen to the races tonight at sportradio.com.au, and also join us for the car report each and every week at sportradio.com.au. As we're ready for a start, it's McLansborough on the pole, and McLansborough. No, no start that time. Oh, a spinner at the back. That looks like it's the 34 of Stefan. So no start that time. Getting set for a start. So McLansborough in the 43 is the pole sitter. We'll see him bring it down. They're all in good formation there. Just can't, they don't seem to want to hold it till the actual official start. So they're looking good. McLansborough on the pole. McLansborough and the 65 of Camilleri as we're away. And McLansborough in the 43. Gets the jump. Camilleri tries the crossback as they go into 2 and 3. Down the dip, and Camilleri takes the spot. Now up the inside is Saunderson. Saunderson with McLansborough in the 43 right behind him. Then it's back to Varantini. Tienen. Varantinen. Camilleri. Saunderson. Then it's McLansborough. Behind McLansborough. A gap. Then back to Smead, Vertanen, as Saunderson seems to have had a problem there as they work their way through. I see Saunderson out in front, so Mitchell Saunderson now to the front of the field. He's got a 51.624, so a 51.624 fastest lap as McLansborough. Up the inside goes the, looks like the 5 of Shalala in that Rush Racing, a Rush Performance cart. So Shalala, winner of heat number 2, has worked his way through the field quickly now. As they head through the natural gas and water S's and on to the D group back straight. It's Saunderson in that new MCK cart. Behind him, Shalala. McLansborough still runs in third. Then it's Prattle. Camilleri in the 65. The early race leader has dropped back to fifth place now. And Smead up the inside of Camilleri. Camilleri and Smead into Jack's tyres. And Camilleri will hold the spot for the moment. Smead now goes to the inside through the hairpin, and Camilleri comes off at the Ruiz group. And Camilleri a long way off the circuit there. When he rejoined, he actually got into, I think, James Stabile. We need a yellow down at the PCR, turn 4. as one card is off the circuit there. As Shalala into the capital lines and signs, turn number one takes the lead from Mitchell Saunderson. So Shalala now your race leader. So it's Jordan Shalala, winner of heat number two, second from memory in heat number one. Saunderson back there in second, then it's McLansborough. Prattle is the next car through with Smead. Camilleri slow on the circuit, and he's lost a spot there to Stabile. Then it's Stefan, Gardner, Blair, Bilardo, Hansford, Taylor, and I think it's Bailey Monday, or is it Mario Vantanen that is off the circuit? I'm not quite sure which one. I think it's Bailey Monday, actually, who's now off the circuit, coming off of turn four. So 48.2 for Jordan Shalala. Jordan Shalala out to a 0.3, almost 0.4 of a second lead over McLansborough. So McLansborough in third place quite comfortably now. It's got over a half a second advantage over the 12 of Prattle. So really our best battle on the circuit is between Stebel and Stefan. And I think Stefan is coming off the top turn. Yes, he did. He made the pass in the Prada cart. And Stefan now ahead of Stebel for sixth position. So white flag will be out next time by as Shalala heads to the back straight, the D Group back straight. We thank D Group for their ongoing support of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. We've seen the D Group trucks putting some more fill down there for our noise attenuation. As that white flag is out, the white flag now for Jordan Shalala, who resets the fastest lap to a 47.941. Shalala pulling away from Saunderson here in the late stages of Junior Performance Heat number 3. Some great racing here. McLansborough is in third. Prattle in fourth. Smead in fifth. Stefan in sixth place. As your leader heads towards the checkered flag, and Jordan Shalala will take his second win of the day. Saunderson through in second. That's McLansborough. Prattle is next. Back further still to Smead, Stefan, Stabile. Blair will be next through with Camilleri. Then at the line, Gardner holds off Bilardo, with Hansford Taylor rounding out the 12 runners who complete heat number 3. Open Performance is up next. Then we'll need the novices back onto the grid. So Open Performance about to go out. We want the novices out onto the grid next. We're getting set now for Open Performance heat number 3 here at Circuit Mark Webber. And looking forward to what should be another great race. We are set for Open Performance. Steve Martin in the 2. Chris Bregoni in 3. Dean Starling in 4. Orsini in 19. Tony Bregoni in the 31. Michael Stewart in the 51. Erdman in the 60. And Davison in the 82. Away in racing, Stewart around the outside. Oh, up and over is Tony Bregoni. A couple more off the circuit there as they headed towards turn two. So Stewart, we'll see if there's any damage to that cart now. Erdman is up into second position. We've got one cart that's parked on the track. So we do have yellows out at the bottom of the circuit at the Capital Lines and Signs, turn number one. We've got two carts off heading down to the dip. I think they'll drive off the track. We'll just have to pick up who they are in a moment. As Michael Stewart leads the way here. Stewart in Oak Performance, heat number three. Stewart with a 48.516. Ehrman under yellow, so he can't make the pass yet as he closes in on Michael Stewart in the 51. Ehrman on the 60. Well, Stewart just took his line. Ehrman up the inside in the hairpin. Now it is Steve Martin and Simon Davison with Daniel Orsini rounding out the running order. Side by side, and Stewart looks like he had a problem there, but Erdman makes the pass easy along that D group back straight. He was looking down at his carburetor for some reason. And he's looking again now, Stewart, so perhaps a concern there. As race leader Mitchell, oh yes, Michael Stewart, the cart just hunting across the start finish line. So we've got yellows still down at turn one. As Stewart is now trying to limp this one home. Is he going to stay out on the track? Yes, he is. He's got a worst, he'll get his a fifth place finish if he can finish this one. Ehrman out in front to try and make it three straight wins. Then it's back to Davison. Sorry. Then it's back to Martin, Davison and Stewart now. Well, I don't think he's going to try and stay out there for another five laps or four laps as the leader comes across the start-finish line now. So cart three is, unfortunately, Chris Bregoni. He's not going to get his cart started again. So he's going to have to be trolleyed back. Tony Bregoni in the 31 is involved in that incident along with Dean Starling. So we might have two to three carts to pick up at the end of this race. That'll complete three rounds of heats. Matthew Erdman is your race leader. A 45.482, his fastest lap of this race. Davison and Martin running second and third. So Orsini is the final runner on the circuit. So Erdman coming up onto the back. Well, Erdman coming through the hairpin now, through the S's, and up onto the D group back straight. As Davison, Martin, and Orsini, the runners still on the circuit. As Ehrman starts his penultimate lap now. So Ehrman out to an 8.9 second lead. Here, leader heads through Jack's Tyres, right-hander. The white flag will be out next time by. Ehrman, Davison, Martin, and Orsini. So four carts, Stewart, Tony, and Chris Bregoni, and Starling. All unable to complete this race. As Ehrman comes to the white flag for the final time. Ehrman, well out in front. His fastest lap of the race, a 45.187. So 45.187 for Erdman. Matthew Erdman leading the way from Simon Davison. That's the Defender Fire Protection FA Rotax. Steve Martin in the Yass Valley Earthworks Martech cart, followed by Daniel Orsini in the Amazon CRG Modena. So Orsini trying to catch up to Martin as the leader And the race winner is Matthew Erdman. Erdman takes the checkered flag and his third win in open performance. Behind him will be Davison and Martin with Orsini rounding out the running order.